has come through, has wiped roads out and has made towns islands in the middle of nowhere. They're going through Sundays today with nothing. No building, no church, no music, no clothes that are clean. Reading for today comes from the book of Mark. Now, this is one that, this was a difficult one to do because this is Communion Sunday. The scripture talks about, the first part of it talks about divorce, but I didn't figure I'd dwell on that one. But I like this last part. So imagine yourself now being someone very young. Everyone, imagining yourself to be about 12, 13, 10, 6, 5. Listen to these words. People were bringing children to Jesus so that he would bless them. But the disciples scolded them. When Jesus saw this, he grew angry and said to them, "Allow the children to come to me. Don't forbid them, because God's kingdom belongs to people like these children. I assure you that whoever doesn't welcome God's kingdom like a child will never enter it." Then he hugged the children and blessed them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How do I begin this? What is Jesus to you? Would you know him if you saw him? Or would you have to go up and check his ID and make sure that he was what you thought he was? Well, they say if you're going to do something right, make sure you have something to show. Well, because, you know, the parables were stories. Sometimes things are really easy, but sometimes we forget. Remember seeing this years ago? Yeah. You know, and I don't know if the batteries still work. That was easy. But, you know, things like this, we'd use them when we're looking for an easy way. People were bringing children, or Luke says infants and youth, to Jesus so that he would bless them. Aren't we seeking God's blessing every day? Aren't we seeking God's blessing for the people that we know? But the disciples scolded them. Who are you to bring children here? Children are noisy. Take them outside. You haven't wiped your feet. You haven't washed your hands. You're looking the wrong way. You're dressed the wrong way. You don't look like me. That's not the way it is with God. That's not the way it is with Christ. Christ said, everyone has the possibility to come and enter the kingdom. Put yourself in Jesus' place for just a minute. You're there with the adults, and all of a sudden, people are bringing their children to them. People are bringing their children up to Jesus to be blessed. The disciples were probably really upset, going, "This is not what we had planned. We've got things to do." So they were trying to keep them from Jesus. The disciples were trying to keep people from Jesus. Does that really make sense today? Disciples wanting to keep people from Jesus? I don't know how that would work today, because we all want to share him with everyone. Two times Jesus got angry in the Bible, too. This is one. What's the other one? Yep, the money changers in the temple, when he went to and physically turned the tables over. I'm not going to knock the podium down. I'm not going to knock the piano over. You know, I'll just let those set. But that got Jesus so mad and so angry, he had to do something. So mad and so angry that something had to be done. For any of you out there who have been parents, has there come a time when your child has done something and you're just sitting there going, "Oh, they know better. Why are they doing that? They know better." So what do? You go to them and you say, "Now, don't you remember when I told you to?" And then you see that look over their face. "Don't you remember I told you Jesus would say that this is his house? This is a special place." I've been asked a couple times why I will come to every service with a suit, a coat, a suit, a shirt, and a tie, and shoes, and socks that match on both feet. Because this, for me, is something that's very special. And each of us determines how special this is to each of us. I think the only person I'd expect to have a bow tie on here would be Kevin Orpert, if he would show up. In here? No. But isn't that something that we really think about sometimes? You'll see someone dressed some way or looking some way, and you wonder, what is he trying to do? This is how I've gone to church every Sunday for 20-some-odd years. Like this. Because this is a house of worship for me. You know, I have the honor and the blessing to be here and to share with you today. So that makes me also think as a teacher. I taught at a university that the teacher always has to look where people can walk in and go, there's the teacher. But we look and we prepare ourselves for this like we know where we're going. So when he says, don't forbid them, because God's kingdom belongs to people like these children. Like these children. What are children like? They're very simple. They are trusting. They will give their whole trust to you unconditionally. What's this? This is one of those that you can put your hand around and it feels much more there. Does this mean anything to anybody? This is something, when we enter God's kingdom, when we're here in God's house, we expect to see things like this. When we're in God's house, we expect to see nice things, things that go, wow. When I saw that window the first time years ago, I looked at it and I said, if this is what God's kingdom looks like, I'm ready. Because that draws you up into it. The scripture draws us up and into it. Sometimes life gives you unexpected things to deal with, whether it's people telling children, no, you don't belong here. Whether it's someone telling you, no, you really can't or shouldn't do that. When people tell you things like that, what do you expect? You expect to be treated as you were as a child of God. As nothing else. My mother still calls me David, and I still call her Mom, because that's important. So as a child, it was always Mom. Even now, it's Mom, because she is and always will be my mother. This place that we come to, we see each other, and we know each other, and we greet each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. So don't forbid them, because God's kingdom belongs to people like these children. And then he wraps with, I assure you that whoever doesn't welcome God's kingdom like a child will never enter it. So how does a child welcome things? We'll definitely see it at Halloween, because they'll be going around smiling as they pick candy up. If you watch any parade where they're throwing candy up, you'll see the children going, ah, because it is that unexpected, unbridled, unfettered joy. What brings you joy that makes you go, wow? What brings you joy that makes you go, God, I thank you so much? Do you have the joy of a child? Or do you have the joy as an adult who says, I've seen everything, I really don't know if you can do anything? So what do we do to become like a child? We have to look at things differently, not complicated. Not complicated at all. Not complicated at all, because people make things difficult. Church nowadays is something that people will come to, and some have left because it became too difficult for them, or we made it too difficult for them to be here. But if we want them to come as a child, if we want them to welcome them like a child, we have to think things differently. It's a rustling, so that's always good. No, it's not bags. It's not a bag of Cheetos. It's not Halloween candy. It's this. Little Jesus. Sometimes to remind us of how we can come to him as a child, little Jesus lets us know that it's okay. You can come to him as a child. Because that's what he is looking for us to do and be. Not the stuffy adult who says, thou shalt do this, thou shalt not do that. No, it's, hey, I'm here. So this one, where Jesus blesses the children, he blesses the children. Not the adults, not the disciples, not the others that were with him, but he blessed the children. How many children have we blessed today? Or how have we been blessed by children? How many are grandparents or at least great-grandparents any? Do we have any great-great-great? But isn't that what brings you joy, seeing those grandchildren for that first time? And how they keep coming back and coming back, and you just light up inside. You know, the smile comes over your face because they bring you joy. How many of you have teenagers? Or do you remember when you had teenagers? Do you remember how sometimes you'd look at and would go, okay, what have you gotten into now? What's the problem now? So you change. Instead of looking at them as a child who's coming to you with joy, now you're looking at them as, what have you done? Not, how can we help each other? What can we do for each other? Then we get to be the adults. I've been there, done that. Is this going to go for much longer? I've got to make it to the post office. We start thinking that way. But we come to Jesus as a child. As a child. Nothing more and nothing else. It's one where if you really stop and think about it, how many times did Jesus interact with children? Oh, this is a big Bible study question. Do I hear four? Do I hear three? I hear two? Or do I hear one? This is the important one. The same story is mentioned in Matthew and in Luke, almost word for word. Because it was so important to remind people that when people are brought to Jesus to be blessed, you better not get in the way. When people are brought to Jesus to be blessed, you don't need to say you don't have an appointment, come back later. You need to welcome them in. Because they are the ones who will enter the kingdom of God. Maybe not children, but people with a child's heart. People with a child's heart. Not the old heart, not the discouraged heart, but with a child's heart. World Communion Sunday, we unite with every other United Methodist Church all around the world. That today, on this day, we'll be celebrating communion. That just really makes me kind of go, wow. To think that every church on this day will be celebrating communion together as one. Even with all our differences, Vermilion County, Vigo County, Clay County, no, there aren't differences there. But with all the differences that are there, we gather together as one. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He doesn't change. Well, we do. I've gotten older. I've gotten slower. I've got trifocals now. I've got hearing aids in both ears. And I can't run as far as I used to. But you know what? I still approach Jesus as a child of God. Not as David, but as David with a little d. Because he's the most important thing. Not us. Not us. So what do we do with this? What do you do with this? Do you go, that was nice, that was interesting, thank you, but what do you do with this when it talks about becoming like a child again? Are you ready to be a child again? I'm ready to have these glasses gone, my aches and pains gone, get some hair back on top of my head. I like that. But you know what? I'm content with where I am here because I'm still on the inside a child of God. So each of us has that opportunity. Each of us does. When we leave out the service, I'm going to give one of you each one of these so you can carry Jesus with you. Sometimes that's all we need to know if we're going right or wrong is know where Jesus is. We know he's here, but some people need that tactile thing to touch and to hold on to, kind of like this. So what do you hold on to? You can put something like this in your pocket and no one will know except you. Because he's always there with you throughout everything, no matter where and no matter what. So if Jesus is for us, nobody, nothing. Gas prices keep going up, and someone tells me that your Prius is a good one, but it's old. I say, yes, I am. I'm not going to trade me in, and I'm not going to trade Prius in, and I'm not going to trade God in for something else. Because he has done so much for me and helped me to do many things to help others. And that's the most important thing to remember. We may be small, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-ish. Jesus started with only 12. But look at what those 12 did. We're only 22 here. But think of everything that we can do if we remember to keep Jesus with us and to approach everything as a child, with a childlike heart and with a childlike love and with a childlike character or attitude. That's the important thing. That's what makes a difference. I'm sorry I'm not one of those, fire and brimstone kind of folks. I'm just a simple person. Jesus is simple. This is so simple. And isn't that what makes it everything good? Especially on this Sunday, reminding us of the children. They make things good. Amen. We begin the time of Holy Communion. Would you stand first? And those who are going to assist with communion, would you approach the front?